Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by a couple of great friends. One is Mr. Bill Heinrich. He is the honorary host here on TogiNet Radio with me. And I tell you what, he's the author of the 7 Levels of Truth. And Mr. Bill's website is TrueLifePurposeNow.com. That's TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And if you get in touch with Mr. Bill, he'll be more than happy to say hello to you, number one. Number two, he will give you a complimentary 30-minute consultation on clarity. Mr. Bill is a man of many talents, ladies and gentlemen. He is also the dean of the 6-Minute Webinar. Let me say good morning and welcome Mr. Bill to the show. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great today, Jim. Great to be here. We have another exciting show. And the 6-Minute Webinar is taking on a lot of new looks. We've been having meetings with people about other ways to name it or programs to put on because the framework in there, answering 40 questions and having the script written for you, the script can be used so many different ways. So in fact, somebody suggested doing, you know, a 6-minute signature talk, a 6-minute brand talk. And I really like brand talk because everybody's so impressed. You know, I went through it with a very knowledgeable fellow the other day. I took him through. We used ScriptPal. He answered 40 questions. The script was out in 30 minutes. He said it saved him 8 to 10 hours.
Oh, yeah.
He was amazed by how efficient and good that is. So anyway, I get off talking about the 6-Minute Webinar here, I guess.
Well, I got to add a little bit to it because our guest, Dr. George Grant, is also very familiar with the 6-Minute Webinar. But ladies and gentlemen, that 6-Minute Webinar, as it's known now, holy smokes. If you are a speaker or something like that, if you need to speak in front of a group and give a very clear, crystal message of what you want to deliver, you need the 6-Minute Webinar. I use that every single time I'm going to give a presentation. I was over in India on a webinar. When I say I was over in India, we were on, you know, the internet and all, on a virtual stage. And they asked me to speak about the community and getting people involved. So I started out, I used the 6-Minute Webinar, and my presentation was, during my presentation, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share with you 3 proven ways that you can get your community involved to make your community a better place to live. Right there, you got them right out of the gate. And that's just a sample of what the 6-Minute Webinar can do. And Mr. Bill, Dr. George Grant, oh my goodness, I've had him on the TV show several times. We've had a ball over there. He is so knowledgeable when it comes to, you know, life and having, enjoying life and enjoying good health. The subject of our show today is life begins at 40. And I got 30, that means I'm 33 years old now, brother.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And Bill, you're right behind me, aren't you, brother?
Yeah.
You're 29.
Well, no, actually, I think we're a month apart.
Are we?
My birthday still leading the pack. Soon. Yeah. You're my elder.
It'll always
be that way. So, why don't you introduce Dr. George and let's get into conversation because he has so many fascinating things to share.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you. Good to hear from you again, Bill. So if you are 33 years young, that means since I'm 70, I'm only 30. So I'm the youngest of all of you two now. Is this what it's all about?
That's it.
That's wonderful. Well, great to connect with both of you. I strongly recommend the 6 minutes webinar. I really enjoyed working with Bill, Jim, and Don, my colleague, and I learned a lot. I used to do webinars for a whole hour and a half, and people tell me it's too long and you speak too fast. Now I'm condensing it to 6 minutes, and I get the message in 6 minutes. And even though I speak fast, because most people listen slow, I actually get the message out there, and they actually learn, as we're going to be doing today, life starts at 40. And I happen to have one of my students here. She's only 25, which means she's not actually born yet. She's still in the conception phase. Her name is Alexis, and she's been training with me now for the past 6 months. She's here beside me. And we can always ask any question. Jim, you want to throw in, or Bill? And then we can definitely live longer for younger mm-hmm. and healthier. Because you know my mm-hmm. story, Jim. My mom passed away when I was 18. My father mm-hmm. passed away 5 years, 6 years after that. So I've been orphaned since I was a teenager. So I don't want anybody to suffer these consequences. So we teach people the proper healthy lifestyle, the proper prevention, better than intervention, and proper self-care, better than crisis care. And we're living in a day right now when we need to teach people how to actually have a healthy immune system. We need to teach people how to eat right, because we are what we eat, we are what we do not eat, and we are what's eating us for stress. And stress happened to my first doctorate degree. I earned 3 doctorates, 3 masters, 3 bachelors. Not that I want to hang things on the wall, because I wanted to learn at age 18. I wanted to help teenagers not to lose their mother and father and grandparents at this young age. This is what drives me. This is a passion that I have here, Jim. And that's what I teach my younger students. And I live to help people. And I always say, I'm going to help my students and clients. I'm going to inspire them until I expire. So I'm here to expire until I expire.
You know, I gotta have you share with us. There's someone's mic is rubbing against their collar. It sounds like we're getting a little bit of a background noise there, rustling noise. So check that out if you would, please. But I gotta have you share the story of the 79-year-old man, Dr.
Yes.
Grant, that came to you.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this, please. Go ahead, Dr. Grant.
Oh, he came to me in 1998, and I went to see him at a very large hospital here in Toronto. I'm not a physician. I'm not a cardiologist, but I've written 20 books. I referred to him by one of my colleagues who has been attending this client here, and he said he was sent to hospice. He had 28 medications in the past 10 years, and he was done 2 bypass, and he had done 2 stents, but he was 79. They cannot add any more medications to his protocol, or no more stents and no more bypass. They sent him to hospice to die at 79. Mm. When I went to see him, I said, well, I cannot do any more than what the cardiologist did for all of this time. But my colleague said, just tell him about his lifestyle and all of this stuff. So I asked him, what do you eat? He said, nothing, doc. Just bacon and eggs, and I drink diet soda. I said, wait a minute. You're eating bacon and eggs, and you have 99% clogged the artery. Something you don't have to have 3 doctors to understand that. Why don't you just switch to porridge or to oatmeal or something healthy in the breakfast instead of this bacon and eggs? He said, no, I don't like this stuff. I like to eat my bacon and eggs. It smells good. It tastes good. I want to keep using it. I said, sir, I've been here to help you to reduce this 99% clogged artery. So please listen to me. We're going to start to eat porridge and start to eat oatmeal, start to eat some healthy stuff. And we have to switch from diet soda to water. Just drink water. He said, I don't like water. I said, sir, just try to drink some water, a little bit of lemon, a little bit of apple cider vinegar. Just try it. I convinced him to try this. 9 months later, Jim, he's felt much better, stopping all of the fatty stuff, all of the grease, all of the bad food, all of the diet soda, all of the stuff. And he had 50% open in his heart. I showed you his picture before when we were on Zoom. And he has now no meds, no bypass, no stents in January 1999. He's now 80 at that time in 1999. This guy, Jim, is still alive today at 101. He is 101, no meds, no bypass, and no stents. They called me at this hostel. This is a very large hostel here called Sunnybrook in Toronto. They called me the doctor that bypassed the bypass because there is no more bypass need for this guy. And he walks a mile a day. By the way, he does not like the smell of bacon now. And he does not touch that soda. He drink water like 3 liters per day. He did not want to drink one glass before when I saw him. Mm. Now he drinks 3 liters per day. You know what, Jim? We can help people and Bill to change the lifestyle because right now, LM, FM, and IM are the medicine of the choice. LM is called lifestyle medicine. FM, functional medicine, which is practiced now at Cleveland Clinic. My friends at Cleveland Clinic, they do not use allopathic medicine anymore. They use functional medicine, which is the healthy gut that makes a healthy brain. And lifestyle medicine makes all of us healthy or unhealthy. And lastly is integrative medicine. You have to work with the best of allopathic and naturopathic together called IM, integrative medicine. So between IM, FM, LM, it's amazing. So this is what we've done. We also use frequency medicine, as you know, Jim. I use that device called the AO mobile scan. I did the scan for you and Donna. And I I showed you everything there is from head to toe, similar to CAT scan, PET scan, MRI. It's very similar to blood test. And then you can enlighten and educate the client about what's happening in their body. And in fact, I taught Alexis here with me. She's 25. She's not born yet. She's just still in the conception phase. I taught her the device. Okay, Alexis, when I taught this device, what was your feeling when you actually learned that AO mobile scan? What was your feeling when you learned that?
Well, because I've already been studying things like biofeedback and quantum sciences through Quantum University, which I am a student at currently studying master's in the master's program, I knew about frequency. And I knew that there are all kinds of these biofeedback technologies that could really be revolutionary in people educating themselves about their own healthcare. But there are so many on the market that sometimes it's hard to choose. And I'm so happy that I did find Dr. Grant because he did introduce me to the AO mobile scan, which I have never heard of before. But I've come to learn that it's one of the most comprehensive scans out there and very accessible to anybody.
Exactly. And it can be used virtually.
Now we're getting ready to break for commercial, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that AO scan because I'm very familiar with it. And Dr. Grant is going to share some great information about it. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Known for a long time that diamonds are precious or worth a lot of deuterumus. That means money. Did you ever wonder how a polished pebble becomes one of the most expensive things on earth? 2 centuries ago, diamonds were worn only by royalty. But in 1870, miners discovered huge deposits of diamonds in South Africa. And soon after, the diamond market was flooded. That's when a man named Cecil Rhodes started buying up shares of the diamond mines. 18 years later, Rhodes controlled the entire South African supply of diamonds. He started his own newspaper and magazine articles with clever ad campaigns about cut, clarity, color, and carat. He also convinced women that they weren't truly engaged to be married without a diamond ring.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host here on Toginet Radio, is with us today along with Dr. George Grant, and he's got a guest with him. And Mr. Bill, I'm wanting to hear a little bit more about that AO scanner. How about you, brother?
Well, yeah, I want to back up it.
Okay.
This is, did you call it a frequency scanner, Dr. George?
Yes, it's quantum frequency scanner that is done virtually. Like, I have never had the pleasure of meeting Jim personally, but we've done this virtually through, Zoom or Skype. And then we did measure his frequency, quantum frequency. It's a quantum body.
So you did it. I just want to be clear. You did it while you were on Zoom. So you were in Toronto and he was in Texas.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when you ran it, we'll talk in a second. In fact, I'm not even sure we want to talk about how it actually works. But what information did you get when you did that?
I get from him 15-second voice. We call it voice print. So once we get his voice and we get his biometric data, like weight, height, a date of birth and all of the stuff, and his picture, digital picture. Then we have an identity for the client, and we can do this all over the world with 95% accurate to a CBC blood test, almost as Jim was talking about, accurate to MRI, CAT scan, PET scan. And it's educational tool. It's not for diagnosis. It's not for, we do not diagnose disease, but we just tell him about the status of his health, his cells, his tissues, his organs, and his systems.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we do here, Bill.
And you know, Bill, when he did it with me, he did it twice, and because it showed the previous, and then when he did it again, because he had told me some things I should do, you know, and I did, you know, started taking different vitamins and things like this.
Yeah.
But a lot of the red markers that showed up originally turned green.
Exactly.
And
yes.
That's a step.
Oh, you
in the
went
right
back
direction.
And you went back and did another one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Exactly, Bill. And out of my 25,000 clients, Bill, all over the world, I would say 80% of them are not hydrated efficiently. They don't drink enough water. They drink coffee.
Probably the number one problem. Yeah.
And then the eating habit, we change the eating habit. We change also the breathing habit. Could you believe it that 75% of my clients do not know how to breathe properly, the belly diaphragm breathing? And they breathe from the chest, and they're stressed out, and they have a headache, tiredness, snoring at night, even sleep apnea because of lack of oxygen. So once we teach him this lifestyle medicine protocol, they come back like Jim did, and he saw a tremendous, significant improvement, and so did Donna, his colleague.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I let me tell you what I love about this is people who want to consciously live a life of wellness can get more information and indications how to improve their frequency, because ultimately everything's a vibration. We won't go into that conversation. And then how far apart was the time, the first and second one you did, Jim?
It was about 3 months, I believe.
Yes.
I believe
90
it was
days.
90 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how often should someone get checked up?
If they're healthy like Jim, 3 months is adequate. If somebody like this guy who's taking 28 meds and 2 bypass and 2 stents, I would say monthly. And if somebody is like Olympic athletes, once a year. I work with the top Olympic athletes in the U.S. and the top 10 in Canada and the top 10 in the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
Once a year for them.
Mm-hmm. That's really amazing, because in addition to working with those folks, you've also worked with the CDC here in the United States and the FDA, along with the up in Canada, haven't you, sir?
It's Health Canada, correct. For 10 years, I did work for HC, Health Canada, FDA in Washington, D.C., and CDC in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes.
Wow. Yes. That's really amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Bill, I'm going to have George get set up with you and give you an AO scan, and you will be super duper.
I would love to.
I
would love to. It's you know, everyone's becoming obviously a lot more conscious, but health is so important. And the more information you can get, especially when you can get it while you're still in the comfort of your own home, you don't have to go anywhere. You know, it's no big hassle, and get information to start eating better and take care of yourself better would have a phenomenal effect.
Exactly.
I know. So what other information does it give, George, when you get the report?
I ask my clients to bring in their CBC blood test from their own physician, the most recent blood test. And I give them also something called Wellness IQ. They can find it at the academyofwellness.com. 10 questions. Each question is worth 10 points, like 10. So between the 10 questions times 10 is 100. Can you believe, Bill and Jim, that the average score from among 25,000 clients is 55% or less, which means they have very poor lifestyle, very poor breathing habit, very poor hydration, like a very poor stress management habit. And once they follow this Wellness IQ, it's free, available at the website, academyofwellness.com, they have an idea. And they don't give me the results. By doing the AO scan, Bill and Jim, I find out exactly what they eat, what they do not eat, and what's eating them for stress. We can measure that scientifically.
That's really a great tool to have, because, ladies and gentlemen, you can take the results of the AO scan and you can actually forward that in an email to your doctor, and then you know, have him take a look at it and then do specialized tests that's pertinent to, you know, the areas of concern. And Dr. Grant, if you would be so kind as to share your website and your email address with the audience, sir.
My website is academyofwellness.com. And if you cannot get that, it's A-C-A-D-E-M-Y, off, O-F, wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S.com. And my email is very simple, drgrant@academyofwellness.com. And I'm going to get my student Alexis here. Give you her email. And you have a website?
Yeah, that's right. We have vitalsphere.net. Okay. That is my business name. And if you want to contact us via email, it's info@vitalsphere.net. That's info@vitalsphere.net.
That's amazing, I tell you. And Dr. Grant, whenever I'm going to go back a little bit, when the guy that was 79 years of age, this is a question I've been wanting to ask you. When he first, when you first met each other, how did you meet him? How were you introduced to him? Was he looking for you? Did you trip across each other? How did that come about?
It was actually a refer from his attending physician at Sunnybrook that I did not know him before, but he found him to be in hospice dying. And he said that they exhausted all of the medications, all of the bypass, all of the stents, and he was sent to hospice basically to waiting to die in 3 months. So I went to see him, and then I went to talk to him. He was so skeptical. He was so resistant. Even when I tell him water, just drink water, he said, no, I don't like water. Yeah. So he was drinking coffee, soda, diet soda, which, by the way, he had diabetes, four medication for diabetes. And diet soda, they told him it's safe. I just totally disagree with that. And that soda is not safe for anybody, including diabetics. So I told him to, I advise you to drink the water. And he started to drink the water. He started to eat right. And then he started to feel better month by month. In 9 months, he had 50% opening instead of 99% clogging. And he still had no clogging now after 20 years later. He's still alive today at 101. That's why I say you can live to 101. Seriously. Even if you had 99% clogged arteries.
And you actually wrote a book, 101 Ways to Live to 101.
To 101.
Was he the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, somebody lifted 101 in Pennsylvania. So I got my other book now, How to Live Healthy, to 111. I'm sure Bill and Jim will lift in 111. So I'm going to do another sequel, How to Live Healthy, to 121.
There you go. Yeah. I'll be happy to be the subject matter expert on that one. I'll volunteer. How about that?
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, Dr. Grant, it's amazing how, you know, how did you, you know, I know how your journey started because of the loss of your parents. We got about 2.5 minutes left before we go to commercial break.
Yes.
But when did you realize that, you know, that the path that you're on now, how did you come across that? Were you, did you start out looking for natural ways, or did you go the traditional way, or how did that all come about?
It's a great question, Jim. I actually wanted to be a doctor, but I do not like the sight of blood. I do not like to medications because it did not help my parents and grandparents. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for something as young as 18, something natural. But natural medicine at that time, you know, in 1968, when I was 18 years young, was not actually something that people are studying. Nobody knows about IMF, MLM like they know today.
No.
So I start to read some books. I start to go on, you know, I start to search and search. And the more I search and research, I went in to study pharmacy. I went in to study science. I went in to study all of the stuff. So I know things or two about allopathic medicine. Mm-hmm. And I know things or two about natural medicine. Mm-hmm. Not just that I wanted to get 3 doctors, 3 masters, and 3 bachelors to hang things on the wall, but I wanted to learn myself how I prevent any teenagers from losing their mom and dad and grandparents at this young age. So this is the passion. This is the desire I wanted to learn that drive me to get all of those degrees on stress management, integrative medicine, functional medicine, lifestyle medicine. Mm-hmm. And I did work with Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and Harvard at the year 2015 at the International Pain Conference in Chicago. Wow. And they know all my work. They know every work, everything I've done on thermotherapy, everything I've done on the frequency medicine. I've presented this at those prestigious, you know, clinics in the world.
Yeah,
that's my journey.
That's really amazing. And Bill, I'm looking forward for us coming back after the break to ask him some more questions and find out some more. And it, because this is a fascinating topic, isn't it, sir?
Thank you.
Oh, Bill's got he's got a little communication problem there. So we're going to be breaking here in a few seconds. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back with Dr. George Grant, Mr. Bill Heinrich, and the young lady that's visiting with Dr. George Grant.
Right, Alexis. After
this. Yeah, Alexis, right after this commercial break.
Yes, thank you. This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Heinrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Heinrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymose and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break. Don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? Be courteous to the officer, and most of all, be honest.
It's Margin Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. We're joined today by Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host here on TogiNet Radio. And Mr. Bill, he is the author of The 7 Levels of Truth, and his website is TrueLifePurposeNow.com. That's TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And Mr. Bill, during the break, you've got some great questions that you wanted to ask, and I'm just going to turn the mic over to you, brother, because I want to hear what you asked there.
Well, I am just at a point where I'm starting to deal with all the extra COVID pounds, Dr. George, right?
Yeah.
I probably gained 15 pounds, and I began on Monday. Completely changed what I'm eating, right? And I have to tell you, in 4 short days, the difference that I feel is pretty amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm 72, very healthy. However, that extra weight.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what that did to me, right?
Yes.
Like it just more lethargic. Can't move as well. In fact, I feel such a great difference after 4 days. Like I can't wait till I get to the point that I've set as my goal. So I can't speak directly to symptoms that people might be experiencing, but I know that overweight is certainly one of them. In the public that you could help. Is it like arthritis, diabetes? What kind of things does this help clear up for people out there with those types of symptoms?
Well, thank you so much, Bill, for the question, because I have been dealing with obesity, diabetes, and the combination of diabetes and obesity, there's actually a disease called diabesity. When you combine obesity and diabetes, you get something called diabesity, which actually was responsible for affecting my family. In the past 40 years, I helped so many people to lose from 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, up to 300 pounds. In fact, I shared this picture with Jim in one of those YouTube videos. The guy was so obese and he lost 300 pounds and one lady lost 100 pounds. So this is my specialty, you know, Bill, and I do specialize in natural weight management support, not to use a diet, because to use diet means to die, to deprive yourself, and then you have to go on. You know, you see what happened.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be common sense.
Common
sense. You cannot, if you deprive yourself from eating, if you go, actually fasting is good way to do it. But if all of a sudden you go into fasting and then you're going to feel deprived, your body's going to actually say, well, there's a famine. My body's going to die now. I want to eat. So you actually got to crave the sweets, which cause more problem now for you than ever before. So we have to deal with diabetes first before we deal with obesity. We have to deal with craving sweets, because you know that sugar is more addictive than cocaine. Sugar activates 4 brain neurotransmitters. Cocaine only activates 3. So if we have sugar addiction, all of us actually crave ice cream, chocolate, juices, you know, candy, M&M, and all of the stuff. So the minute that you get into the craving things, you're going to end up adding more calories. You're going to end up having insulin resistance. You're going to end up with diabetes. And then what happened now, when somebody have diabetes and obesity, they go to the physician. Unfortunately, they put on one medication called, I'm sure you know, metformin, which is warned by FDA that can cause cancer. So I do not recommend metformin for somebody have diabetes. I recommend for them to follow simple things like intermittent fasting. It's all on the Wellness IQ at academyofwellness.com. In fact, mm-hmm. when Jim did this and he followed the Wellness IQ, he had more water and he went into two meals per day, one 7 a.m., one 7 p.m., and he skipped lunch. And he actually released some weight, and so is Donna. She released some weight naturally. Because when you're fully hydrated, when you're fully oxygenated, and then we do the half an hour, 45 minutes. I've got clients who just did the walk. Some people are resistant, mm-hmm. by the way, to do the half an hour. Says, this is too much. I don't have time. That means you don't have time to be well. You don't have time to be healthy. All I ask mm-hmm. is 30 minutes. Don't join gyms. Yeah. Not that I have anything against GIM gym. I'm talking about GYM.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hear you. You know, Bill, it's really amazing how. Because people go
and join gym, and they don't go for only 1 week, and then they stop going. But just walk. Brisk walk for 30 minutes a day. Some people find
it. You know, it's really amazing, Dr. Grant. And
yes.
I know Bill's got a couple of questions there. I want to give him a chance to ask you. So go ahead, Bill.
Well, the thing I love about this, first of all, I love your comment about diet, right? But the thing I really like about it, it's more like personal responsibility and common sense. And, you know, my area of expertise is clarity. And what's behind that is understanding energy, right? Being an expert in the area of energy. And this is just about what energy you're putting into yourself, right, Dr. George?
Exactly. Everything is energy and frequency. Getting back to Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla, everything is energy, everything is frequency. That's what I do with mm-hmm. my students. Is just we assess the energy. In fact, we measure vibrations of the clients. I get clients who have high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and they have functioning at very low vibration. We increase their vibration through this AO mobile scan and through something called CEFI, subtle energy frequency imprinter. And then they mm-hmm. feel after the 1 hour like Jim did, they have more energy, more vitality. Now they're able mm-hmm. to walk. They're able to resist all of this sugar by increasing their fiber, eating the vegetables, following the Wellness IQ. It's simple stuff, you know, Bill. It's just a matter of starting.
Yeah, that's process. What I love about it.
Yes.
I just love that. It's I love that it's so simple. And the big thing is, and it's fascinating, is water, consumption of water, the difference that'll make in your life.
Mm. Yeah, this is extremely critical because the average person does not know we should drink half our body weight in ounces of water. The average person drinks 3 glasses of water and they drink 3 cups of coffee and maybe 2 sodas and juices. Now, juices give you a spike in sugar. I do not recommend any juices. I recommend to eat the fruit as it was created, but only 2 fruits per day and 9 vegetables or 10 vegetables. Because fruits still have fructose that give you a spike. So monitoring your fruits and dietary intake of the vegetables, fiber, and then doing the water, as you mentioned, Bill, will make our body hydrated. We become fully oxygenated. And then we are able to walk. We have more energy now to shed the weight. And then once you see yourself releasing 3-4 pounds in the first week or two, or month or two, then like Jim and Donna and you know, everybody get motivated to do more. And the more they do in the health sphere, as my colleague here, my student talked about, you know, the prevention, better their intervention is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just, she's 25. She's not born yet. She's still an embryo. But when she reached 40, you know what? Truly, the new 70 now is 40. Life starts at 40. By the way, this is Bill will give me my topic for our conference on November 3 and 5. Mm-hmm. This is the largest natural conference in the world happening virtually, WONM, World Organization of Natural Medicine. And last year, we had 2.2 million viewers virtually. Mm. And I talked about the 6 minutes webinar, by the way, when I was doing my presentation and how much because I did my presentation in less than 20 minutes instead of hour and a half using your technique, Bill, that you taught me and Dawn. And it was so short and concise. This coming webinar, the title is, I got this title from Jim, Life Starts at 40. It's an anti-aging seminar, a webinar. It's going to be virtual. And I'm happy to invite you to come and attend this and to speak about the 6 minutes webinar. And so is Jim. Talk about his, you know, seminars for a minute or two. And then we're going to speak into the top doctors in Canada, US, and Europe, and the whole world. Hopefully, we get another million viewers this year. We had 2.2 million last year. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the show. Thank you so much.
Love to do that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Dr. Grant, when you were talking with Donna, you told her, you know, she wasn't drinking enough water, and she was kind of shocked because I know Donna, she drinks these big, huge containers, you know, that look like her. I don't know how many ounces they are, but they're huge. Yes. She drinks about three or four of those a day because, you know, she knows the importance of water. But her system was not absorbing the water. And you told her to drink alkaline water. And in her research, she found out if she took a half teaspoon of baking soda and put it into a gallon container of water, it'd make it more alkaline. I've done that. And ladies and gentlemen, the water tastes better.
Exactly.
Now, my question to you is putting a half a teaspoon of baking soda into a gallon of water, is that a good way to get proper alkaline water into your system?
100%, Jim. Excellent. And then we add also apple cider vinegar. We add also lemon and a little bit of ginger, a little bit of turmeric, curcumin, and a little bit of cinnamon to regulate blood sugar. If she did this, she's going to be, and she actually received the great benefit. The Donna was drinking tap water, and she was drinking the water too fast. She was gulping it instead of sipping it. And gulping this water is going to be in, and in 20 minutes to the bathroom, out, in and out. So I teach my clients to sip the water. Actually, I teach my young client to kiss the water because they understand, they are expert in kissing. So I tell them, when you drink the water, you have to kiss it. Sip it slowly and kiss it. And once I tell them that, every time they drink the water, I said, Doc, I'm kissing the water. It's excellent.
Well, I gotta admit it, ladies and gentlemen, I've never kissed water before. when I was learning to water ski one time, I forgot to, you know, let go of the rope there, and I drank about half the lake before I got smart.
By the way, Jim, we do offer online courses on kissing if anybody is interested. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have to pucker up and smile on that deal, I wonder? Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go to break. And Mr. Bill, I tell you, this is we got some more questions for Dr. George when we come back, don't we, brother?
Yeah, I want to talk more about the water consumption and the things that Dr. George was saying to add to the water and why they should be added to the water. It's absolutely fascinating information, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, sir, it really is. And that AO scanner, ladies and gentlemen, it is an eye-opening experience. And one of the things I really love about it, it can relieve the stress and worry that you may wonder if something's going on in your body. That way you can know. We'll give his website and give him more information right after this commercial break.
Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. You've heard us talk a little bit about it here on the show, and oh my goodness gracious, you need to go there and check it out. And Mr. Bill, during the break, and you got some good questions that you wanted to ask more, but right before the break, and let's go ahead and roll into that, sir.
Yeah. I'm trying to sort them out in my mind. A couple of questions that I want to talk a little bit more about the ingredients that you said to put in water, and you had indicated what some of them did, and how that helps us and makes it alkaline. Also, take a couple minutes to talk a little bit about the quantum physics and how the machine works and how you can do this at a distance, Dr. George. So okay. There's a couple of short.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couple of short.
Excellent,
questions.
Bill. Thank you so much. Basically, when we add to the water, half a teaspoon of lemon, half a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, ginger, cinnamon, turmeric, all of this, it does help the body to maintain alkalinity, which is 7.35. That's the optimal pH. The average client that I see among 25,000 clients, 90% of them, 90%, that's 90, have pH of 6.5. Why? They drink coffee, soda, and they drink tap water, which is acidic, which has chlorine and so on. And then they drink juices, which makes their body acidic. So if we stop all of the stuff and drink alkaline water and we add those ingredients, we'll become alkaline 7.35. Once we reach a pH of 7.35, we resist cancer, we resist hypertension and diabetes because our body is able to heal. That's the pH at the body where it is able to heal. Okay, that's why. And then the device, based on quantum frequency, assess the voice. And then from the voice, which is called the voice print, same as fingerprint, same as iris print, can determine the emotions, the color therapy, sound therapy, can determine the vitals, assessment, everything from head to toe, and also the comprehensive, every organ, every cells, every tissues in the body. That is how the device, based on quantum frequency and quantum physics. The device is amazing.
So for some people, this is, I'm sure this sounds far-fetched, okay?
Yes.
And understandably so. However, having studied living, my whole expertise is about living your life purpose. I've been studying it 30 years, researching it, working with clients for 30 years.
Yes.
And the number one thing that I teach people is everything's a vibration. If you live life from the point of view of everything being a vibration, and what that means is what energy are you putting out from your heart, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what connects to everything. And when you think about using this device on Zoom with somebody,
yes,
it's really no different than making a cell phone call, right?
Exactly.
Dr. George?
Exact 100%. It's like doing WhatsApp call or Zoom call. And that is what we determine. In fact, Bill, and as I did to Jim and Donna, as soon as I finished the 15-second voice and I told them their emotions, the possible physical concerns, and they said, oh my God, that's wow. Yes, it is true. So that brings in the skeptic into a believer. So I, from the only the voice, 15-second voice, I get about three wows. When I do the vitals, which are comparable to CBC blood test, I get about five wows. But when I do the comprehensive, I get 10 wows because it's like MRI. Who's going to doubt that what I tell them in their spine that they have this pain? In fact, my student here, Alexis, when I did the spine for her through the comprehensive, we only detected that, but also the device correct her pain.
Yeah, and the most fascinating thing and useful thing for me about the device, Jim and Bill and everybody, is that a lot of the times you hear to take this supplement and that supplement
or medications,
yeah. But
right.
You're not quite sure which one of those are right for you.
Exactly.
Are you actually deficient, or is it just a thing going around? Exactly. Is it the hype?
Mm-hmm.
And this device outlines specifically
what
types of vitamins and minerals you are deficient in, how hydrated you are, what are the tissues that are problematic at the moment. And you begin to find trends in yourself of how this changes over time. So you get a really, really good understanding of how your body does change day to day.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I did this to Alexis. I did the scan, the detection and correction. And guess what? She decided to invest in this device, which is $495,000. I'm just kidding. It's only $495,000. And I'm sure when I do Bill, he's going to say, you know what? I'm doing this for 30 years, but I have no tool to assess the improvement on my clients. Now he's going to have the tool here in his hand to see if his efficacy is there when he does. Jim is also considering this, as so is Donna. And I told him about that. It's just like the best thing to measure quantum frequency to detect and correct frequency and vibration.
Oh, yeah. It's really a special tool, ladies and gentlemen. And if someone is out there listening, they like to say, I'd like to get a, you know, get an AO scan for me. Dr. Grant, how can they get in touch with you? And just walk them through the process, sir.
Academyofwellness.com. You can go on the website. I have a Calendly link. You click on Calendly link, and then you choose to see me or to choose to see Alexis, my student here. And I have about 150 students all over the world. If if you live in anywhere in the USA, I have every, I have actually clients from Texas. Brian Quinn lives in Texas. I have many, many clients. I can connect you with somebody like close to you. They can see you personally, either in Texas or Arizona or whatever you live in the US or Canada or Europe. And then if we want to do it through Zoom, through Skype, Alexis and I will do this for you guys. And then it's only 1 hour. And the cost is only $150,000 for the, I'm just kidding. It's only $150. If you mention Jim and Bill, it's only $150. If they don't mention that, we charge $250 for the scan.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, that's very well worth it, because the scan itself takes some time. Then they sit down and go over the details that they send you in an email and share with you, where you can see red markers and green markers and have a better understanding of what's going on. And Bill, I tell you, you're exactly right, because everything in this old world is a good old vibration, ain't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's all there is a vibration. And everything you see in the physical is a manifestation of the energy behind it. So the better your health is, the higher your vibration, right, Dr. George? It's pretty simple.
100%, Bill. 100%.
And, you know, and it's amazing as I work with people regarding energy and the things. When you come, when you look at life only as a vibration and what energy you're putting out, when someone's communicating with you, what energy are they sharing with you? Forget the words. What's the energy of it, right? You start looking at things that way and your world will change very fast. Very, very fast.
I love your energy and vibration, Bill and Jim. And I love the way that you taught the 6 minutes webinar. I learned a lot from that webinar. And the way that you presented it with this nice positive energy and positive vibration, it makes this communication much easier for me, because I actually vibrate at a very high level. So is my students here. So when we vibrate at the same kind of vibe, I see clients who have very poor, very low vibrations, and we'll try to raise their vibration. At least I make them laugh three times. And just that laughter alone increase their vibration, because it increases oxygenation. And that's what people sometimes miss. Just breathe, drink some water, laugh. You know what? Nice. The secret in life, that's how why I lived till 70, despite the fact that I had bad genes, is the L secret. Live, learn, love, laugh, let go, and leave a legacy. Simple techniques start with L, and that is what we do here.
Oh, yeah, that's really amazing. And I really enjoy having you on this show, because we've had you on the TV show, I think, three times all together over the period of time we've been on television. And ladies and gentlemen, he talks about laugh. We laugh a lot on the TV show, because Dr. George Grant is really a fun guy to be around.
Thank you,
Jim. I love his energy, and I love his, you know, I just like your dynamic personality too, my man.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Can you tell us your YouTube, the one that we did on YouTube before? I think I did four shows. What is the link for the YouTube for people to go in it? Because Alexis wanted to go to that YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you want to do, you want to go to, of course, YouTube, and look for your look for the title of the show there, Messages of Inspirational Stories TV Show. That's the title of it. And we've got a bunch of videos there, and appreciate if you just check it out, because it's we've got some great information there, because whenever we do a show, just like we do the radio show, it's not about us. It's about the infotainment that we provide to people out there to help them in their hour of need. We got about 3 minutes left, and I want to turn the mic over to Bill, so if there's anything else he'd like to ask.
Well, there is. You know, Dr. George, I had a client in Hawaii, and he had a Noni farm, right? You're familiar with Noni, I assume?
I do. Yeah, Noni. Yeah. Yeah, all of this Moringa. Yeah, I've written 20 books, Jim, on that topic. Bill, on this topic.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, he's the only person in the world that figured out how to make raw food out of it.
It's actually grow wild in the Caribbean, Hawaii. This Noni tree grew wild.
Yeah.
And it has medicinal properties. Yes.
It has over 180 medicinal properties in it. Yes, I eat it every day. Yeah. But when I went over to coach him and help him grow his business, and we had people in farmers markets, and you know, it was sad to see that 70% of the people that walked in front of us, when they'd have a cane, they'd have pain. And this lotion that he makes takes pain away. It's all 100% natural, you know. Mm-hmm. Boy, they wouldn't try it. They'd say, no, my doctor's got me doing this and got me doing that. So we'd go, okay, well, when you see your doctor, ask him if you can eat fruit, you know. So what do you want to say to those people, George, about responsibility and how they can really change their life?
Responsibility.
Right.
How you can change people's
life. How so many people are just go with whatever medicine says. And I'm not against medicine, but when you try things like what you're suggesting and take more responsibility on yourself, you can change things very quickly, can't you?
100%. In fact, I'm not against big pharma or medicine.
No.
At Cleveland Clinic right now, they do not use any prescription. They only use basically a functional medicine and prevention medicine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we've only got about 30 seconds left. And I tell you, it's really amazing. We've had Dr. George Grant on. And his website, again, is academyofwellness.com. Academyofwellness.com.
And Bill, Jim, I want to say, I want to say real quick, that last question I asked George was not speaking against medicine. That was not it at all. What it is letting people know that they have more choices in their life and they can get more clarity from something like what Dr. George is doing. That's what a great show, Jim. Yeah.
That's the key. Choice and clarity. Choice and clarity.
You bet.
If all of us practice choice and clarity, we do not have this pandemic right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.